Blog Talk Radio.
DM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. DM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. DM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. Live Talk Radio Show. 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 DM Hyman Live. DM Hyman Live. DM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. Talk Radio Show. Talk Radio Show. Real talk. Real talk. Talk Radio Show. Real talk. It's your man T.M. Hyman back in Tampa off a flight fresh out of Norfolk, VA. I enjoyed being home. It's your hip-hop informer. You are in tune to T.M. Hyman Radio Live. Jump on at 917-889-3926, 917-889-3926. It is Sunday, September 26, 2010, and my question tonight is, have you ever been stalked or have you ever stalked anyone? There's a thin line between love and hate. Moreover, when honest communication and actions are not aligned, it causes an emotional roller coaster from some people going from interest to fatal attraction. Tonight's conversation, stalking. Have you ever stalked or have you ever been stalked? I'm looking at the most recent update for Susan Boyle. Anyone know who Susan Boyle is? She became famous off of one of the singing contests. I think it was America's Got Talent, and blew up, became extremely popular, released a album, I believe, out in the UK or somewhere across the waters. She has a crazed fan that's stalking her. And if Susan Boyle can be stalked, I'm thinking we all can be stalked. Folks, a candid but interesting conversation tonight. Jump on it. Again, I'm your hip-hop informer back live in Tampa, Florida tonight. It's 7:02 where I am. Where are you in the world? Regardless of where you are in tune into the baddest talk radio show on this network. 917-889-3926, 917-889-3926. This is a throwback from, like, I don't even know, maybe 1992, 93, somewhere around there. Well, you know what? Before we do that, let's just get into this one. It's lightheaded. Vel, T.M. Hyman Radio Live. Let's get ready to talk about it, folks.
Ladies, I just stepped to the club. Looking and feeling like a million bucks. My wrist and my ring make my ear look tough. And I'm on right now, so that money y'all trust. Top above the whip, mad shirt, got a stain on it. Stain, it's a white tee with polo with the name on it. Name, so I pop the trunk, get the Chris Collins shirt. Shirt, so fresh, I can make it baby mama flirt. Flirt, fresh, white, old two brush at the buffer. Buffer, fresh denim on Levi's at the cuffer. Cuffer, hit the back door, yeah, cause I'm underage. Hey. We got my brother ID, I'm legal in the way. Right. My whole squad with me at the bar getting sip. Uh-huh. But I don't drink or smoke, all the ladies getting with me. Sure. I got a chick fetish, like I'm in chick heaven. Haven't seen a bad red bone and got light headed. She grinding on me on the floor, so I might get it. A couple dances got me hooked, but she likes getting it. A man don't stress it, she like my style, check it. The way she kick it to me, shorty got me lightheaded. She got me lightheaded, she got me lightheaded. Long hair with the pumps, giving me the right message. Uh-huh. She got me lightheaded, she got me lightheaded. Yeah. Leave with me, shorty got me weak in the knee. Long as I sweat, I don't even pay no mind to haters. No. She say she like my shirt, logo with the alligator or the jockey or the horse. Uh-huh. Casual with all sorts, lock them down with the D. See, I used to play sports. Parking lot, pimp on them till I hit the club. Club. Seven cities here, baby, come show me some love. Love. Do wear golf rim, gotta keep it low. Love. Share my single in the club, so I gotta bro. Popping all night, I don't even need the bottle help. Help. Whip blue and red, looking like a Gucci belt. Help. Six galore, man, I can't even help myself. I'm this off for the night, I can't leave by myself. No. Confidence up, so I walk to the red bone. me shorty got me lightheaded. She got me lightheaded. She got me lightheaded. Long hair with the pumps giving me the right message. She got me lightheaded. She got me lightheaded. Leave with me, shorty got me weak in the knees. Ladies, we got Bell in the club. DJ Everett, I'll show you boy love. Whole squad VIP, all of the above. No wiping for the night, so I'm like the handcuffs. Mommy, what you all about? I'm here just chilling out. Where your man? Who cares? You can leave him out. Later on, got some plans, we can work him out. Just me and you, yes, you can slide through. The higher hotel, you can bring your friends too. Have you shaking circles like you in the hula hoop? I like your style, mad classy and kinda sassy. The type that see me in the club and just walk past me. Your attitude, daddy, you sexy, you can bet it. Weak in the knees, don't lie, I'm kinda lightheaded. Your attitude, daddy, you sexy, you can bet it. Weak in the knees, don't lie, I'm kinda lightheaded. She riding on me on the floor, so I might get it. A couple dances got me hooked, but she light skinned it. A man no instruction, she like my style, check it. The way she kick it to me, shorty got me lightheaded. She got me lightheaded. She got me lightheaded. Long hair with the pumps, giving me the right message. She got me lightheaded. She got me lightheaded. Leave with me, shorty got me weak in the knees. Ladies, I just stepped to the club, looking and feeling like a million bucks. My breath and my brain make my ear look tough, and I'm on right now, so that money y'all trust. Ladies, I just stepped to the club, looking and feeling like a million bucks. My wrist and my ring make my ear look tough, and I'm on right now, so that money y'all trust.
TM Hyman Radio Live, that's Vel Lightheaded. Let me go ahead and introduce my co-host, stalking us all the way from Charlotte, it's CeeLo.
What's up, media? Watch your back, watch your back.
What's cracking? Stalking us all the way from Delaware, it's Toya.
Hey, now, what's going on, good people?
What's
hey,
cracking,
cool.
My friends?
Hey,
CeeLo. We got Miss Willingham. Miss Willingham celebrating. She's got a birthday dinner going on right now with the fam. She's going to be stalking us all the way from Chesapeake in a minute. Folks, the conversation tonight is just that. Have you ever been stalked, or have you ever been a stalker? If you're honest enough to actually talk about it, tell us about it tonight. It is a thin line between love and hate, my friends, and tonight it's Sunday, September 26th, and we're talking about it. I was just sharing, I was reading something in reference to Susan Boyle, who actually has a crazed fan. You know, on her heels right now. The fan actually got her telephone number and is pretending to be her brother, calling, harassing her. The News of the World newspaper says that he's calling Susan and pretending to be me being her brother, Gary, and other relatives. It's been going on for a while. Susan knows who I am when she gets on the phone and never has a mistake. You know, doesn't ever mistake his voice. So this crazed lunatic who's gotten her number and has harassed her is making it real uncomfortable for her right now. And at the end of the day, who the hell wants unwelcomed advances from a crazy person, specifically calling pretending, you know, to be somebody they're not? You know, that's ridiculous. And I said Susan was from across the waters, but specifically she's from Scotland. She's a Scottish singer that won America's Got Talent. Y'all know Susan Boyle, right? You said no?
No, sir, I do not. The name sounds familiar, but
yeah,
I was thinking of an actress.
She was the awkward-looking lady who ultimately opened up her mouth, and she started singing beautifully.
I know you first started the show.
Yeah, that America's Got Talent show.
And they thought she was going to do, like, some whack. They thought she was something whack, and then she, like...
Right, and she shut it down, and ultimately released the record, and it did very, very well. So she's touring all over the world right now.
Oh, my
God. Again, that's Susan Boyle.
About.
Yeah,
Susan Boyle.
Because
she was older, right?
Right. She has a stalker. She's
wow.
Got a stalker. Have either one of you been on either side of the table when it comes to stalking?
Yes.
Wow.
Yes.
Wow, CeeLo, I would almost bet which side of the table you were on, but I'm not going to assume.
No, no, I'm just playing. Okay, bring it back, bring it back. All right, look.
Bring it back.
Yes, you left me open for that one. Okay, look, so, no, I mean, I've never stalked anybody, but I have been stalked, and that is not a cool feeling because it makes you feel like you can't even move around in your own home because it feels like somebody's
were
watching
you. Were you an adult?
Through the
was
wall.
This in your adult life or as a teenager?
In my adult life. Yeah. In my
teenage
life.
You said made you feel like you couldn't move around in your own house?
Yeah. As an adult, yeah. Yeah. Because it's like...
How long were you in? Were you in a relationship with the person?
Yeah, I was. And it was like for about a year. But then when I put him out, I thought he left. But actually, he was staying in the neighborhood. He found someone to stay with in the neighborhood and was watching the house from across the street.
Wow.
Yeah. Checking my mail.
So you weren't having conversations?
I just kept telling everybody that I felt like I was being watched. And they were like, oh, you tripping, you know, or whatever. Because he wasn't calling. He wasn't coming knocking on the door or anything. So it was like I had a feeling. But it was that intuition, you know what I'm saying? Like, I felt it, but it was like, because I didn't see it, I'm like, wow, you know, whatever. But then when I found out, I found him, he was at my door, 6 o'clock in the morning, messing with the mailbox. But I only heard it because I was in my daughter's room. That's where I fell asleep in my daughter's room that night. So had I not fell asleep in her room, I wouldn't have heard him at the mailbox. Yeah, so that's how I found out. And then he came out and told me, when I confronted him about it, he told me he had been watching my daughter, he had been watching the house. Yeah, the whole thing. Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Yeah.
Well, so. I had an episode as a teenager, and I had an episode in my adult life. I had a situation I can remember thinking about it the other day as I was, as we were, like, deciding to do this topic. I had a episode in high school where, you know, the chick was older. Ultimately, I found out, you know, she was actually married. We were in high school. She was married to, like, this dude that was in the military, you know, as we were graduating, you know, so I think the dude was out to sea. But, you know, we were dealing with each other, and I found out, you know, she was married, so I kind of wanted to break it off, you know. I mean,
right.
She lied to me, or she set the right expectation for me. You know, the chick was coming past the house one day, you know, she saw me and literally tried to run me down,
wow.
Run with her car. I remember the white Pontiac Grand Am coming at me, and ultimately, if I hadn't, like, really, like did a nosedive, like, literally over a car, I probably would have been smashed like a fly on the road because she was relentless. She was relentless. Wow. Tonight we're talking about stalking. Yeah. Have you ever been stalked or have you ever stalked anybody? It is 7:13 here where I am in Tampa, Florida. It's 7:13 in Norfolk, Virginia. Jump on and share your experience. We're here for the next hour and 46 minutes. 917-889-3926. 917-889-3926. This is She Wants Me, Drew Hill, TM Hyman Radio Live. We're going to keep this going.
to come in.
That's our roundtable discussion tonight. It's Sunday, September 26th. It's 7:18 in New York, New York. Regardless of where you are in tune to T.M. Hyman Radio Live with the Angels. Now, CeeLo was sharing her stalking experience. Toya, share with the people. Were you the stalker or were you stalked?
Oh, never the stalker. No, I was stalked.
Never the stalker.
No. But yes, I have been stalked. What was that?
I said, you know that's how you got your husband, girl. You know that's how you got
No, I wouldn't say that I was stalking him. But I was actually stalked at a very young age. I didn't know people were actually that crazy, you know, when you're that young. But in high school, I think I was in 10th grade. I had a guy that wasn't like I was in any type of serious relationship with him. I mean, I was young in high school, so I had a few friends or what have you. And this guy, he was a couple years older than I was. And, you know, we hung out a few times, met him through one of my friends. And, you know, like I said, we hung out a few times and what have you, talked on the phone, you know, the things you do in your high school date or what have you. And, you know, a few months into it, like I said, it's not real serious because you're in high school. You're not, like, in love to the point that, you know, you're trying to really seriously be with someone. But obviously that's what he wanted. I mean, it started off with, you know, the calls, the popping up at the house all hours of the night, popping up at school, you know, for no apparent reason. If I go somewhere with friends, he was there for no reason. You know, why are you here? To things like calling and threatening. I'm calling my friends and threatening them on the phone, calling my house, and disrespecting my parents. At the time, my father worked night shift, so he was not home during the evening. He wasn't home, like, all evening. He didn't come in until about 1:30, 2 o'clock in the morning. So during the night, of course, when he wasn't there, there were a couple of instances where he tried to break into the home. He actually set my father's car on fire evening, shot at both my parents' house and my next-door neighbor because I had a girlfriend that lived at next door. We were really close. Shot at her house. Another friend of mine who went to a different school who happened to, you know, when your friend, you introduce your friend to the guy's friends or vice versa. So, you know, we were all hanging out, and when I cut the guy off and she cut his cousin off, they came to her school, and, you know, you can't just walk into any school. She went to a very prestigious private school. So security was supposed to be, you know, kind of like high-level security. You can't just walk in and do whatever. But somehow they got in. Choked out one of her friends trying to get to her and hit another girl that she was friends with in the face. I think she broke her nose or what have you. I mean, I can go on and on and on that with this guy and his cousin stalking both me and his cousin stalking my friend. And it was really serious. I mean, court dates, restraining orders, cops involved. I mean, it was really crazy.
You ain't kissing
really
my nose.
Wow, Toya. Wow.
Really crazy. I mean, my sister, even to this day, my sister's 6 years younger than I am, and she says, "I can't believe that crazy fool. He got my name tattooed on his leg." Like, who does that at the age of 18 years old? You have why, and we're not together. I don't understand. I don't know if it's still there. I haven't seen it in years, but you know. And karma. The crazy thing is, for those who don't believe in karma, is a B, because I found out later on down the line, I actually ended up working with his cousin's mom, his aunt. And found out that he had gotten to an argument with one of his friends over another girl, something really crazy, because he was crazy, and his friend shot him, and he's paralyzed now. So all the stuff that he did to other people, it came back to him, you know. But
unbelievable.
Yeah, I went through a lot, and I was only 16 years old. I was in the 10th grade. So, I mean, threatening.
Folks.
It was really crazy.
This is an interesting topic tonight, and we do these topics to bring awareness, because a lot of times we like to joke around and play about conversations, but relationships and emotions are serious. You know, there's a thin line between love and hate. Tonight we're talking about, have you been stalked or have you ever stalked? We're discussing fatal attractions, and we're going to talk about, you know, signs. We're going to talk about if you need, you know, to talk to somebody. We got some help for you tonight. 917-889-3926 is the number. 917-889-3926. This is anonymous. I'm gone. TM Hyman Radio Live. As we keep this conversation going tonight. Whoa.
When you're
I'm your hip-hop informer, your man, T.M. Hyman. It's 7:27 in Miami, Florida, wherever you are in tune. Hey, CeeLo and Toya, in both of those instances, did y'all not get the police involved? Because both of those situations sounded kind of crazy.
Well, see, at the time, I know for me at the time, initially, when he was living in the home and I had called, they told me that because he still lived there, they could only ask him to leave the house for 48 hours because, you know, other things had happened prior to him, you know, stalking. And
May I ask, was it an abusive relationship, if that's not too personal?
Yes. No, that's not too personal. Yeah, it was an abusive relationship, but we both were guilty on that part.
And, oh, so you kicked his ass too?
Yeah. You heard that laugh, right? That was my daughter in the background. But
I'm not trying to laugh. There's nothing funny about abuse, period. Just let me clarify that. So
no, it's not. But the thing is that's the reason why I had to, you know, get him out of the house.
It wasn't healthy. Yeah, it wasn't healthy.
Get him out of the house, you know, they told me 48 hours. So they would only remove him from the house for 48 hours, but he could come back after that, you know. And so it was just always, it was a constant something. And it was because of his insecurities. And my hitting portion was because of my lack of fear. You see what I'm saying? I mean, it could have been stupidity in some people's eyes, but at the same time, you're not a punk. My daddy ain't raised one. You know what I'm saying? You're not going to put your hands on me. You're going to run up on me like you're going to do something either. You know, it just doesn't work that way. And so,
right.
You know, but when the police were involved, they just pretty much told me unless he did something, that they couldn't do nothing. Unless I was like, you know, they came to the house one time, he was bleeding, but I'm the one who called the police. But they wanted to lock me up. He was and I'm like, why? Because I don't bruise easily. What is the problem? Like, why do I have to fall? Why do I have to be in pieces for you to do something? Why can I not be able to handle what he just did? I ain't saying it's right, but why is it so? You're looking at me because they were looking at me. You see what I'm saying? Had they not seen what I looked like, I guess, you know, they would and just heard my voice, maybe they would have went ahead and arrested him. But because I wasn't broken up into pieces, you know, it was like, well, he's the bleeder, you know.
They didn't see it as a problem, right? How about yourself, Toya? What was the police called? I'm thinking the Army and the Navy should have been called in all of those instances that you had. That's kind of, you know, guns and true stalking. Like, I mean,
well,
trespassing and everything.
Well, yes, of course they were called, but it's only but so much that a restraining order, a piece of paper can do. You
mm-hmm.
know, so the cops actually really had to get involved because at that point, it was my father who was going to take it into his own hands. All Christianity went out the window, and the street father came back in the club. So it got really, really messy. So, you know, thankfully we had an officer who realized how serious it was, especially, you know, with everything that happened. You know, you can't prove some of the things you couldn't prove the person did because middle hours of the night, things of that sort, no one knew, you know, we knew who it was, but you can't prove it if no one else saw it. So when you have underlying issues like that, it's hard to prove it even though you know who it is. But we had an officer who really worked with us, took care of us, and my friend that lived next door. But, yeah, it was serious. The crazy thing is I wasn't scared. Maybe being as young as I was, I kind of blew it off as no big thing, but it really was a big thing.
No doubt.
I've only seen the guy one time since the whole incident. I was able to dodge him, and hopefully he didn't see me. I actually saw his cousin one time, and he actually waved like nothing ever happened. Like, waved, hey, how you doing? And, yeah, kind of strange, but, yeah, the police were definitely involved.
Wow. Folks, we have our finance segment coming up here in a few moments. Tonight we're talking about, have you ever stalked or been stalked? Have you ever been stalked or have you ever stalked anyone? You know, thin line between love and hate. You know, it goes from an interest to fatal attraction. Something's wrong with that. We got a caller. Let's go to the line. 757, last four digits, 4863. Last four digits, 4863. Tell us your name, where you're calling from. The line is yours. All right, the caller got a little nervous. Jump off the line. Ms. Willingham, have you ever been stalked or have you ever stalked? Uh-oh.
She's
that nervous
stalker.
Laugh.
She's a stalker.
That nervous laugh says, I'm the stalker.
I have never been a stalker. I just want to go on record and say I've never been a stalker. And I'm going to say, I always used to clown my husband about this, and I tell everybody that I feel as though he stalked me, but it wasn't in a stalker in the way that CeeLo and LaToya described. I mean, I married him, of course, so I wasn't in fear from his stalking. You know, it wasn't like it was overbearing or too much. You know, he mostly did the phone calls, showing up unexpected, things like that, but nothing as serious as CeeLo and Toya. No, I don't have anything like that. No.
Gotcha. Well, we're going to keep this conversation going. 917-889-3926 is the number. Folks, if you have music you'd like us to play, you can drop it on us, tmhymanradiolive@gmail.com. tmhymanradiolive@gmail.com. You send it, we will play it. Hey, this one's from Jay Wright. It's called Closer. After this, we got Toya live from Delaware with Finance. TM Hyman Radio Live.
You will never make it. I look back and laugh, says you must be mistaken. Well, you're Jay Wright, your music's too basic. Now I spit Bible verses, man, my rhyme's sacred. Then I sat back and said, dog, why you hating? Checked his name tag and said, how my name is Satan. Took his hand and said, where you been? I've been waiting, pacing. Now you hear the thoughts of celebration. All drink from me, I ain't even out my mind. God's with me, dog, you can never stop my grind. Headed to my jeweler, told him upgrade and shine. Put my name in my watch, dog, it's my time. I'm from Iowa, man, that's no lie. I'm a hawk guy, that's why I'm so fly. Maybe that's why I've already dreamed this. Success like a rerun, I already seen it. Your career's scenic. Me, I'm in the fast lane. You must have took a left when I was right like my last name. It's all bad, but you wanna know the sad thing? You would sell your soul for some fame and some cash, man. But not me, though. It is what it is. I work so hard, I know I deserve this. Closer to my dream, my dream, my dream. And everything ain't always what it seems. But when I'm tired, man, I know I'm closer to my dreams. Dreams. Closest to heaven I've ever seen. In my dreams. And everything came always what it seemed. But when I'm tired, man, I know I'm closer to my dreams. Dreams. Closer to my dreams. My dreams. And as I sit back and reminisce to 06, who would have ever thought I'd be so focused? I know you're thinking, Jay, what happened back then? October 21st, I lost my brother Tim. He wasn't blood, he was just my best friend. And the angel sent from heaven, aka my blessing. And this is no lie, right after Tim died, I didn't want to live, so I attempted suicide. I overdosed and left my crib walking and passed out in the parking lot coughing. What I thought was coming for me next, a coffin. Till I heard somebody over me talking. I looked up and it was Tim over me. You should have seen his face. He was standing there scolding me. He said, Jay, bruh, what's wrong? I said, ever since you've been gone, I've been feeling all alone. He said, Jay, what about my daughter? I need you to teach her all the things I would have taught her. I said, bruh, he said, nah. Sit back and listen, your goof is like a so-so. Sleep in your kitchen, major league you're floating. Just keep pitching, you see your favorite rapper, you'll be dead in this position. Then he said, Jay, I just talked to Christ, and it's about time you go back to your life. The next thing I know, I seen a bright light, and the doctor over me saying, son, you'll be alright. So if I look tired, it is what it seems. Cause when I'm tired, man, I know I'm closer to my dream. Closer to my dream, my dream. Everything ain't always what it seems, but when I'm tired, man, I know I'm closer to my dream, dream. Closest to heaven I've ever seen in my dream. Everything ain't always what it seems, but when I'm tired, man, I know I'm closer to my dream, dream. Closer to my dream, my dream.
T.A. Muhammad Radio Live. Jay Wright, closer. I know I'm going to turn into a damn stalker with these Bucks. Steelers kicked our butts all over the place today, 38-13. But now we got Toya with our finance segment. That don't have nothing to do with you, so go ahead, Toya.
Good evening again, everyone. I believe maybe last week or a week before last, we talked a little bit about preparation for buying a home. And one thing we didn't go into detail about is actually saving for a down payment on a house, which is very, very important, especially if you want to keep your monthly mortgage payments really low. Now, a traditional mortgage generally requires the buyer to place a down payment of about 20% of the purchase price. But there have been some changes, and lenders have made it possible to purchase a home with sometimes as little as zero down. But in order to receive the best possible interest rate and to avoid that private mortgage insurance, it's still a good decision to have a significant down payment. A lot of people see it as a challenge because it is. I mean, how can you save like tens of thousands of dollars to purchase a home? And a lot of people want to know how much should they save. Again, the magic number is usually about 20%. I mean, at this point, if you have 20% to put down, lenders will not require you to purchase private mortgage insurance, it's also referred to as PMI. The PMI is an additional cost built into your mortgage that protects the lender in the event of a default, if for some reason you cannot continue to make your payments and your home is foreclosed on. Generally, you can cancel the insurance once you have built up 20% of equity in your home. Ideally, you would like to be able to save up to 20% for a down payment. But again, that can be really, really hard to do. I mean, if you figure that a home is priced about $200,000, that means you need to come up with about $40,000, which is a very, very large amount of money to come up with. And the good news is that if you do come up with that down payment amount, and you have instant equity in your home, which can be valuable down the road when you decide to sell the home, if you decide to sell the home. But don't let the 20% rule keep you from owning a home, even though it's to your advantage to save that 20% and put it down, to avoid the PMI and build equity in your home as quickly as possible. You may be able to find the home of your dreams and save the money with a smaller down payment. Sources of down payment funds, again, you can save your own money, but there are still other options available. The one thing you want to do is do a few searches. Check with the Federal Housing Administration, FHA. Check with the Veterans Administration. I mean, you can also check with state housing authorities for programs that can assist with first-time purchases and low to moderate income families to obtain a mortgage with a lower down payment. You'll be surprised. A lot of people think, oh, you know, I'm above a certain amount of money that I make per year, so I'm not going to qualify for anything. I know I did my research and went through a couple of first-time home buyer programs when I purchased my home, and I was able to get assistance, which I thought I wouldn't be able to do. And I actually got money back at the table opposed to having to put a lot of money down. So just make sure you do your research, especially through the FHA and the state housing authorities in your state. If you don't have the money saved up, there are additional resources available to you. A lot of times 401K and 403 retirement plans allow participants to borrow money from their account or withdraw it from their account without having to pay it back. And that can be helpful. It's just that you're dipping into your retirement fund, so just keep that in mind. You can also, once you have a substantial amount of money, maybe $5,000, $7,000, $500, $10,000, instead of just leaving it in a basic savings account where you earn less than 1% interest, look into putting it into CDs and things of that sort so that your money can grow faster for you and make more money for you towards your down payment. But, you know, if you plan to purchase your home within the next few years, just make sure you look at high-yield savings accounts opposed to general typical savings accounts and money market accounts because that will actually help you with saving money faster.
CM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. CM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. CM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. Live Talk Radio Show. 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 Talk Radio Show.
Intellect, they're all demeanor, makes us flawless. Mama see the sweeter than the margarita. She's so artsy like Rita Vita Guerra. Couldn't be the natural, just like Alicia Keys. My soul and clean the deeper, deeper, deep in my heart. Sweet from the start, she sparked the fire in my soul. We rock and roll when we're together, no one's high. She don't require all the material things that women got to have. So I admire all of the little things she pulls up out of bag. It all just adds more than the fat, the candy apple of my eye. Never take your love for granted, we'll be together till we die. I feel your light shine from the sky, you're over, makes a man adore. Check it, yo, my sweet cherry blossom, never rotten, fresh to death. Every time we talk and text, our thoughts and feelings connect. I know our love will manifest as we progress through it all. Any season, summer or fall, we remain and stand tall. I can't draw a better picture, more holy than any scripture. So I figured that she's the one, I never met a soul richer. Go get her from the start, nothing to tear us apart. I shine my light throughout the day, so she reflects in the dark. Respect the all that you portray. Yes, I mean what I say. We'll be together till we're old and gray. I said, respect the all that you portray. Yes, I mean what I say. We'll be together till we're old and gray. I love you, babe.
Is the number. Tonight we're talking about, have you ever been stalked or have you ever been a stalker? You know, we're discussing the fact that, you know, sometimes you're in relationships, it goes from an interest, you know, you like the person, you know, things happen, You know, the person begins to really show their true colors, and then you just want to break it off. And then upon trying to break it off, it turns into like a fatal attraction situation. Now, ladies, I'm a little, one, I appreciate the fact that you've shared the experiences, but I'm a little shocked that you all have literally been stalked. The fact that it's four of us on this call right now, tonight, and three out of the four have had like a real-time experience, I mean, that says that this is really like a prevalent issue, you know, in the world, in our country anyway. And I don't just think it's, you know, United States deal. I think, you know, relationships that go astray or, you know, that go awry, they don't work out. You know, if I'm not sure there's a good way to break off any relationship when emotions are involved. But the fact that, you know, when your emotions and communication doesn't line up, it could kind of lead to this kind of fatal attraction situation. I'm kind of shocked that we've all had those experiences. And Ms. Willingham said it wasn't, you know, as severe as the situation for her, but I still think that's even, you know, a form of stalking. The fact that she even feels stalked. I mean, the reality is anytime you feel harassment or intimidation, you know, stalking is the commonly used term to refer to unwanted or obsessive attention by an individual and sometimes by groups of people to others. You know, stalking behaviors are related to harassment and intimidation. The word stalking is used with some different meaning sometimes. In psychology or in psychiatry, it's also known, and it's also in some legal jurisdictions a term for criminal offense. You know, stalking, criminal offense, or stalking equals criminal offense, and it's an interchangeable word for a lot of jurisdictions. And it's against the law, people. You can't, you know, stalk somebody or have obsessive attention towards somebody that's unwanted, and you don't curb it or try to control it. It's against the law. It's a crime.
Yeah, you know what, though? The thing is, just like, okay, even with this glass, and I don't mind sharing this most recent, you know, incident when I told him, you know, the guy, I didn't want to see him. I didn't want to talk to him. And he just
the same dude?
Trying to hear, no. No, this is a different person. Remember this guy I was telling you about when I, like, I told him I didn't want to talk to him anymore? And he was like, okay, I'll be here when you get home. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, we talked off the air. We talked off the air.
Yeah, about no,
right?
I know. That's what I'm saying. I said I'm not saying. What I'm saying is that, like, it's like what it comes down to is if it's not what they want to hear, it's like yeah, I hear you, but it's what I want. I want you, and so I'm gonna do what I have to do to make you see that you should be with me. I don't know, you know. It's scary because then it's like you don't know what people's mind are going to go after that.
No doubt. Folks, it is 4:48 out in Washington State. It's 7:48 in North Carolina. You are in tune to Team Hyman Radio Live. We're talking about stalking tonight. CeeLo, you just said that they don't really know how to go away. But this is my thing. When I said we talked off air about that, I think our conversation off air, not to be, you know, to share too much of the details of the conversation, but my question to you was, you know, were you perpetuating the behavior? You know, were you off and on? My experience has been, you know, sometimes when we take a stance, we don't take a definitive stance. We're kind of off and on, hot and cold, back and forth. And it really confuses the person. You know, you can't, you know, talk to me today and then not talk to me tomorrow and then talk to me on Tuesday, not talk to me on Wednesday. We go out on Friday. I mean, it's inconsistent. And I think that has a lot to do with turns into stalking because it's like an emotional roller coaster. You got to take a position and stay there.
I mean, and you're absolutely right. And so that's what I had to end up doing was my thing was, you know, it's like, okay, you're just going to not listen to what I say until I agree with something that you come up with. So in my mind, I was like, okay, I've dealt with somebody crazy before. So, all right, how did I make them go away? I was nice to them. And then when I, while being nice to him, explain to him why it was more beneficial for him was not to be together. You know what I'm saying? And then hopefully you get it that way, because being mean wasn't going to get it, because he was unaffected by me being mean, how he was even able to be around me in the first place.
Mm-hmm.
So it was like I tried different things to see which would work.
Let me ask you this, Toya. In your situation, even though you were much younger, have you had a situation since that one, or was that the only real situation that you had?
That's the only real situation, nothing too major, but, yeah, that's the only real situation.
In that particular situation, were you off and on with the dude? When you decided that, you know, no, you wasn't welcoming the dude's advances, you know, did you ever actually interact with him in some type of cordial way to where he would have gotten a misunderstanding?
No, not at all.
Not at all.
Once you realize someone is crazy and you cut them loose, you cut them loose.
Okay. Okay, interesting.
No misunderstanding. Very clear.
What'd you say?
I said I was hoping mine wasn't crazy.
Well, I hope, you know, that you got a better handle on the situation right now, you know, because you did reference that a few weeks ago.
Well, right, yeah. And no, that's over with. I mean, I did settle that, you know. But it was just a simple thing of I tried different ways, you know, because the mean thing didn't seem to work. He kind of, like, ignored that. Like, okay, I hear you, but, no, I still want to be around you regardless.
Gotcha. I'm not sure if you all have ever heard about this, but multiple news reports have described how groups of, like, internet users have cooperated to exchange details like conspiracy theories of gang stalking involving coordinated activities by large numbers of people using, like, you know, I don't even know what psychotronic weapons are, but, you know, some type of psychotronic weapons and other alleged mind control techniques. So I'm thinking, like, over the internet, you know, like playing games, like pretending that they're, you know, somebody maybe trying to, you know, establish a relationship with you on the internet, and at the end of the day, they're just trying to lure you out to a particular place or to meet them somewhere, and then there's a group of folks who are actually waiting for you when they actually get you to that place. These are generally reported by external observers as, you know, being examples of that belief system, really like the police and people like that who are monitoring the internet. I had no idea that there was anything called gang stalking, and specifically on the internet. So we got to make sure that we're protecting our kids and even adults, because some adults who are lonely up at night on the internet, you know, trying to meet people. First of all, folks, the internet is not a place to meet people. You know, I mean, you know, we got to get out of here with how we're establishing relationships. Now, I'm not saying that you can't, you know, fall in love and marry somebody off the internet. That's not what I'm saying, because I know some people are going, first of all, don't email me nothing about, you know, you found your husband on the internet, shut up, TM. It's okay, you know, be happy. All I'm saying is, from a safety precaution, you know, don't be trying to find love on the internet. You know, I mean, you got to be able to look into somebody's eyes. You don't want to look into somebody's damn webcam. 917-889-3926 is the number. We're talking about stalking tonight and just trying to protect ourselves. Hey, this is a new one from it's an artist by the name of DL. This joint is featuring Trey Songz. It's called I Need You. Ladies, tell me what you think about this one on the other side of this. I Need You, DL, featuring Trey Songz. It's a new one. TM Hyman Radio Live.
Not really sure how we got to this point, but we here now, it is what it is. That's what they say, right? But still, at the very least, I owe you this.
Girl, you held me down from the start. When I used to win the flag, but now there's no room that can be saved. Cause the whole world is coming down. Cause I got the money now, but they will.
Oh,
yeah, I need you.
figure what went wrong. My head is in a tailspin. Hey, your countless amount of time. Tried to apologize, still wasn't good enough for you. So clue me what to do. Gotta put this train back on track. Maybe a trip down memory lane will help set us back. Remember the room, damn shorty the room. Check in Friday, check out Sunday afternoon. At grandma's house, we was chilling. Ordered chicken wings with fried rice. That was the life. Never needed anything else long as we had each other. Spending the weekends undercover, a ghetto love. But then the paper came, so did the pain. Too much to yell, not enough to wane. And now your heart is cold as ice to everything I say. Hopefully this song will melt it away. I need it today. But now I'm missing in the Vandross. Our house is not a home. I tell you to come back. Your face is stone as you tell me no. Damn shorty, you're still coping. Hoping another dude didn't touch. The thought alone's a bit much. These stupid games I played. In the end, I lost your heart. Now I wish you hit restart. It's time I play to win. Determined for that high score. The prize being you tell me that I'm forever yours. Wits ain't as high. Jewels ain't as bright. Days like a battle with Mayweather in a prize fight. Almost out for the count, put down on one knee. With this ring telling you, you need to be with me. Of all the treasures in this entire world, never knew the value of a good girl. I know now.
Featuring Trey Songz. What y'all think about that?
I liked it.
It was hot.
Yeah.
That's what's good. That's what's good. DL is the executive producer. He's an artist and he's an actor. He is responsible for King of Paper Chasing. And we got the whole cast of King of Paper Chasing coming to select theaters near you. I want to say October 17th. So we got those folks on the show coming up. If not next week, we got the next. But I think we got him and his whole team coming on the show. So I'm glad y'all like that, John. Again, that was I Need You, my man DL, featuring Trey Songz. And if you don't know, go pick up that Pain, Pleasure, Something record that Trey Songz just dropped last Tuesday. What is it? Is it Pleasure, Pain, Something? Pleasure and Pain, I think. Huh?
Oh, yeah, well,
we can't hear you, CeeLo.
I apologize. It's Pleasure, Pain, but I don't know what the other thing is, so neither.
Okay, and your phone got static. 917-889-3926, 917-889-3926, jump on it. It is 7:59 in Fort Lauderdale, Florida. Actually, it's 8 o'clock it just rolled over to, Fort Lauderdale, Florida. It's 8 o'clock in Tampa, wherever you are. You are in tune to Team Highland Radio Live with CeeLo out of Charlotte, Toya out of Delaware, Dee Dee out of VA. Miss Willingham, how was your birthday?
Well, it's not over yet. I finish it tonight.
Oh, so you're making it a whole weekend. It's a weekend
you
affair.
You know? You already
That's what's
know.
Cracking. Hey,
but
well,
I've
as soon as
great...
I hit the ground Friday night, came off the air, we went out and we did it. And
yes, we did.
Friday night.
Yeah,
I've
had a ball.
Virginia Beach, Virginia.
You guys suck.
So what's tonight? What's on the plan? What's on the agenda for tonight?
Yeah,
you're not
going to
stalk nobody, are you?
Oh, of course not.
I'm going to stalk CeCe.
You can stalk me, CeeLo. It's okay.
Okay.
Yeah, because don't nobody know, CeeLo, I think, is in town. And in town, I mean by Virginia.
She is. I keep saying Charlotte, but you know what? She hasn't corrected me yet. But she did tell me she was NBA tonight.
It was on the down low. Nobody knew.
Everybody knows now.
I know. I came and kidnapped my kid, you know, and had to hang out with me for the show a little bit, you know.
That's what's
wow.
good.
Tomorrow, so, you know, I didn't go. Yeah.
Folks, if you've just tuned into the show, we're talking about stalking tonight. We're trying to have some fun with this conversation while raising awareness at the same time. We're sharing out of our own experiences. CeeLo talked about her situation. If you've just tuned in, Toya talked about a situation as well. Toya, you said that I just want to repeat what you said because it sounded like you said the dude was peeking through the window. He had shot at the house, shot at a neighbor's house, tried to set the car on fire. You did say those things, right?
Not tried to set the car on fire, set the car on fire. Car burnt up.
Wow.
Wait a minute. No, I didn't. I thought, oh, wow. I thought you said tried to.
No, set it on fire. The car burnt up.
You're not from Virginia, Toya?
I'm sorry?
You're not from Virginia?
No, I'm from Delaware.
Oh, so you sure you're not from Norfolk? Girl, I know. I know that dude. No.
No. set the car on fire. Mm-hmm.
That's crazy. Yeah.
Hey, so what did your dad do regarding that situation?
He did the right thing, I guess, by letting the cops handle it, but that was like a fight in itself because we had to really fight him to not take matters into his own hands.
Right, I'm sure. I'm sure he wanted to break a neck. I mean, this is a car. Was it a brand new car? Was it a paid-off car? I mean, not that it matters. Car is a car.
Yeah, it was. I think it was a newer car. I don't think it wasn't paid off, I don't believe. I mean, regardless, it was still a newer car, but, you know, but the fact that he set the car on fire, it wouldn't matter if it was 20 years old. Who sets cars on fire? You know, like,
right.
Five. Yeah. I mean,
right.
Broke windows,
and this was not,
into the
home. This was not someone you had, and you did not have a relationship with him. He just desired to have a relationship with you.
No, we were friends. Like, we were really cool. I mean, I guess you want to call it dating. You're in high school, so how serious is it? I mean, that's how I looked at it. I guess it was serious to him, but I guess after the fact, he went on and stalked the next person. And I think that one thing that really upset me about the whole situation is the person that introduced me to him, you know, oh, we should all hang out, you know, she was quote-unquote friends with him. I found out later on down the line that he had done something similar to her sister. You know, so why would you introduce me to someone who's crazy? And you know he's crazy.
She wanted to get him out of her head.
Yeah, pretty much. I mean, up until
wow,
one night getting ready for homecoming, I mean really getting ready to leave the house to go to homecoming, the cops knock on the door and they're like, no, you can't go. Why? He had visited the school of the person's homecoming that I was going to, the guy that I was going with. Approached him and his friend at the football game and told him if that I came to the homecoming, he would kill me and them both.
Wow.
Wow.
I mean, and you're talking about someone, I was 16 at the time, he was 18, like 18 years old. I didn't know talking started that early.
Yeah.
No, I actually, this is definitely you know, something that folks need to be really mindful of. Again, folks, if you just tune into the show, we're talking about, you know, when an interest turns into fatal attraction. You know, there's a thin line between love and hate, but in no instance is unwanted or obsessive attention by an individual towards another good. You know, if you have to be harassing or intimidating in order to make something mesh or make something work or in order to influence somebody into something that you want to do, let me tell you, you are at that point committing a crime. It is against the law, you know, to harass or intimidate someone for your own benefit. It can't happen. And, I mean, this is a situation, wow, to where, you know, obviously I'm confused by this situation because it seems like, it sounds to me as if there was more than enough evidence for the police to do what it is they needed to do. Did you feel as if the police weren't on top of their game? Was he just real slick with it? You couldn't prove that it was him? What was the situation?
If you don't have someone other than yourself witnessing, you have to have a witness. I mean, otherwise it's he said, she said. I mean, I could say anything. I could tell the cops that you were stalking me, you broke into my home, you set my dad's car on fire.
Gotcha. So it's about proof.
And it's
it
just what
proof.
I said, right. So if no one else saw it, I mean, even though we know who did it, if no one else saw it, who, you know, who's going to believe me? It's just the girl saying that the guy set her dad's car on fire. So, you know, there's ways of getting around stuff, and that was the way he got around it. No one ever saw them when they did what they did.
Gotcha. We're going to keep this conversation going. Folks, coming up in a few shakes, we have our national as well as entertainment news coming to you live out of, actually, I was going to say Charlotte, but she's in VA tonight. CeeLo's have our entertainment and national news. But first, this is that tribute to DJ Law. I had a really, really good time traveling to Virginia. Again, the circumstance was not good at all, but, you know, just being able to see a lot of my old friends, my old coworkers from the 103 Jams team, it was really, really refreshing. The service was unbelievable. Folks, DJ Law impacted folks to the point to where the service, the funeral service, was broadcast live on the internet, but it was also a three-hour service broadcast live on the radio. I've never heard or seen anything like that done ever to where a service was broadcast live unless, you know, I think it happened, you know, it happens, you know, I think it happened for Martin Luther King. You know, I think, you know, the country, you know, broadcast that service on the radio. This is a tribute to DJ Law. On the other side, we have our entertainment news, TM Hyman Radio Live.
This goes out to DJ Law. R.I.P. My brother from another mother. Yeah. Phone dropped. First thing come to mind. Nah, not another friend of mine. Early morning, September 19th, 2010, I lost a best friend, DJ Law, 7th City representative, Buddha Brother president, Bad News resident, Brooklyn was your start, VA was in your heart, I remember when we used to tear them clubs apart, man it broke my heart, now I reminisce, your mama's rap show, yo, do you remember this, every week Saturday, yeah we put it in, you and me banging hip hop from 8 to 10, but just like dust in the wind, now you're gone, leaving family and true friends to carry on, man we had plans, but we never planned this, the love, the life, the laughter, we're gonna miss, my brother's gone and I ain't got no words, just like, damn man, my brother's gone and I ain't got no words, just like, damn man, my brother's gone and I ain't got no words, just like, brother's gone and I ain't got no words. I ain't got no words. Now what you hear is not a test. Hip hop culture lost one of the best. DJ Law put it down 20 years straight. Hit the ground running pure hip hop from the gate. Yeah, and you my brother for life. I heard the news you passed away, it cut me like a knife. Think about your wife and poor mom Dukes. Rest in peace, DJ Law, 21 gun salute. My brother from another mother, never be another. Cool DJ Law, 103, the Buddha Brothers. Brought the banger daily, keeper of the funk. Laid back brother, made the speakers go thump. Whole crowd jump, whole place packed. 757, man, they always got your back. R.I.P. DJ Law, the best. My brother, your brother, Buddha brother, may you rest in peace.
My brother's gone and I ain't got no words, it's like, damn, man. My brother's gone and I ain't got no words, it's like, damn, man. My brother's gone and I ain't got no words, it's like, damn, man. My brother's gone and I ain't got no words. I ain't got no words. My brother's gone and I ain't got no words. It's like, damn, man. My brother's gone and I ain't got no words. It's like, damn, man. My brother's gone and I ain't got no words. It's like, damn, man. My brother's gone and I ain't got no words. I ain't got no words.
Rest in peace, DJ Law. I love you, brother. Peace. Qadir Shakir, a.k.a. MC Spice. 757, stand up.
See, Lois, you got it.
Cheers, everyone. Thank you, thank you, thank you. This is Sunday, the entertainment news for tonight. A fourth lawsuit has been filed against Bishop Eddie Long. This gentleman, who's now 22.
What?
Yeah.
Oh, wow. Folks, we really need to pray for Bishop Eddie Long because, wow, this is like about to get outrageous.
It is. And this is supposed to be stemming back from 2005, actually. When Bishop Long took Mr. LeGrand on a Africa trip. And supposedly, LeGrand, who was then 17, told the bishop that he was, you know, unable to sleep and that, you know, the bishop gave him an Ambien and, you know, began rubbing, you know, and so forth. And then that's how it started. And then the pastor took him shopping the next day. So now... So he's the fourth one, and today was the first time that Bishop Long had even spoke publicly about it. He spoke in front of his congregation, just pretty much saying that he's going to fight the allegations against him. But I will keep you guys, you know, updated with that as I get more information. But on to other legal news. Life Jennings, who just released his fourth studio album, I Still Believe, now he's going to be serving a 3.5-year sentence. Because, you know, he did 10 years prior. For arson.
Going back to jail?
He's going back to jail for 3.5 years because of an incident altercation that happened with his the mother of his child back in October of 08. And so he was pretty much, he had, was a possession of firearm by a convicted felon. So, you know, he's going
violation
back. Violation
of probation. Wow.
Yeah, exactly.
Life just and did, then, he got a concert coming up here in Tampa.
Right, and that's not going to happen. You know, he's going to have to cancel on a lot of those shows that he had. And, you know, it's pretty, it seems like it might be the end of his career, though, you know, because of, you know, it may be a little bit harder for him since he was already, you know, a felon. So, I don't know. They may treat him differently. But on to, this is still more, you know, entertainment news, but MC Hammer, supposedly he, like, took what Jay-Z said in a rhyme. He took it personally. Because Jay-Z referenced, you know, losing $30 million and how $30 million wouldn't hurt him like it hurt Hammer. So Hammer now is going to respond. We're supposed to look forward to this response on
not via a record, not via a record.
What? Say, what? Okay, he said on Devil's Night, which just happened to be my birthday, Halloween, he's going to release his response to Jay-Z. How you like that?
Okay.
Then last, just to close up our entertainment news, Kanye is going to be appearing on Saturday Night Live on October 2nd. And don't forget Bruno Mars' album is coming out on October 5th. And also don't forget Trey Songz is coming out this coming Tuesday. So we're going to look out for that. And that's your entertainment news. Last, let me say this. Hyundai. They recalled their Sonatas, all the Sonatas that were built from December of 2009 to September 10th of this year are being recalled. That's over 140,000.
Go ahead. What you said? It was what?
Huh?
Go ahead. Go ahead and finish what you were saying. It was over what? 400,000 what?
140,000 Sonatas, Hyundai Sonatas are
that
being,
recalled.
Yeah,
get
because of the that could cause drivers to lose control of the car. There haven't been any incidents reported as of yet, but owners of the Sonatas are urged to contact the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, and that number is 888-327-4236. Again, 888-327-4236.
DM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. DM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. DM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. Talk radio show.
This is state of emergency.
You want me to do? I'm sorry. I'm back. Go get him, Judge. Winner's turn, Toby Hold is the coldest, but just get better with time. I'm like open, one, young, no two alike like a snowflake. Okay, show me what you got, baby. Words are slurring, engine purring. Mom's front, but I'm so determined. Shots up a throne, now she in the zone. I ain't talking about the 2-3. Mommy in the zone like the homie 2-3. Jordan change, make no difference to a ball insane. Nigga, I am the mic, you're in a recording. Nigga, you might wanna pull back from recording. Right, it's not important for a boss to go for the hype of being brave, they may applaud him. But misery, I will assure them. Baby, just ignore them. Truth or dare, mommy, listen, learn. I gotta drop like a tip of the top. It's your turn. Hey.
About to stalk Jay-Z, I figured, we'd throw some Jay-Z on. Folks, privacy is important. You can check out privacyrights.org. Privacyrights.org to really understand, you know, your rights as an individual as it relates to stalking. Tonight we are discussing, you know, the thin line between love and hate when it comes to you stalking someone or someone stalking you. You know, from interest to fatal attraction has been the discussion. And, you know, I just want to kind of educate folks on, you know, on the reality of what it is so that you don't nickname it or try to downplay it. If somebody's making you feel uncomfortable, you need to call it what it is. You need to say what it is. I am intimidated by what you're saying to me. I'm intimidated by how you're treating me. I'm feeling harassed by what you're saying to me. I'm feeling harassed by what you're doing to me. You know, when you start feeling uncomfortable, you know, panic attack, you know, you don't really want to be around specific people because of how they make you feel, potentially you are being stalked. Stalking refers to harassing or threatening behavior that's engaged repeatedly. The key word is repeatedly. When you express yourself and someone backs off, then good for them. That means you properly communicated and they properly understood. But when you tell somebody to back off and they say, I'll meet you for lunch tomorrow, first of all, cuckoo. Second of all, it become a problem over time. If they repeatedly, you know, want to provide unwanted advances. A physical stalking is following somebody, appearing at somebody's home or place of business, making harassing phone calls, you know, leaving written messages or objects, or vandalizing one's property. Like Toya's, you know, father's car was burnt, you know, set on fire by somebody who really was stalking her. Now, the interesting thing is this happened when she was a teenager. So it says that even teenagers have the potential to lose their minds, you know, or become unstable emotionally if they're really attracted to somebody. This could be a problem. Guess what? It's not just physical stalking. Cyber stalking is real, my friends. In recent years, stalkers have seized the anonymity of the internet, you know, and commit their crimes. You don't even have to see them. They don't even have, I mean, they could pretend to be somebody else via the internet. So guess what? You got to be a little bit more savvy. You know, stop accepting just anybody's friend request. You know, set your profile up to be private, you know, so that the public's not viewing your pictures and all in your business, you know. I mean, limit how much personal information you actually post on your account. These are things that you've got to come into grips with, take heed to. Don't post photographs of your home that might indicate a location. You know, there's just some things that you just should not do. And at the end of the day, if somebody's making you feel extremely uncomfortable, call the police. You want to be safe than sorry. You'd rather be safe than sorry. That's real. Call the police. Get the authorities involved. Get your parents involved, your brothers, your sisters. Let somebody know. Stalking can turn into a very serious situation, and this is about intervention and prevention. Ladies, thanks for joining me tonight. We have about 36 minutes left in the show. Wow, time flies when you're getting it in.
Yeah.
Yes, it does.
I can't wait. I want to see what Dee Dee want to do. Look, can we start the party, man?
Friday night, Dee Dee talked to us about a one-night stand, so I wonder if she's actually had one over the weekend. I'm not going to ask you that, Dee. That's just commentary. TMI Radio Live, folks. 917-889-3926. 917-889-3926. We are talking about stalking tonight. What'd you say, CeeLo?
I said, was that a throw under the bus or in front of the bus?
Oh, not at all. Not at all. Dee Dee educated us on how to get it in, you know. So obviously, you know, the education is not just coming off the top of her head.
But she did stress the importance of being safe.
Absolutely. And that was the bottom line. She wants to help us to stay safe and protected.
That's it, yeah.
We got our wellness segment coming up here momentarily from Ms. Willingham live out of VA. Folks, we got the 2010 Health and Wealth cruise to the Bahamas, jumping off Friday, August 12th, 2011. Come join us. We're going to have more information for you tomorrow night, very specific information tomorrow night, with our cruise coordinator, Mr. Robert John, is going to be a guest for us tonight, talking about our 2010 cruise to the Bahamas. It's a three-day cruise, and right now we are opening it up to the first 100 folks. And it's going to be all that. We got a lot of special celebrity guests, special invites. We got performances. We got the live tape and the Center Stage Live television show on the cruise. We're taking a concert to the island, you know, of the Bahamas, Nassau. So get with it. Again, the 2011 Health and Wealth Cruise coming up Friday, I believe, August 12th is a Friday. I believe that's a Friday. We will be sailing out for 3 days. Stay tuned as we provide more information. Again, Mr. Robert John, our cruise coordinator, is going to be joining us tomorrow night. All right, now, this is a throwback that I was talking about at the top of the show. I'll go ahead and drop it right now. On the other side of this, we have Ms. Willingham with our health and wellness segment. Y'all remember Tony Rich?
Yeah, from back in the day.
Tony, from back in the day, what year was that, CeeLo?
I want to say that was 93,
That's probably, I said like 93, 94. So, you know, around that area, mid-90s. This is a Tony Rich, nobody knows. Nobody knows Tony Rich, TMI on the Radio Live.
Left me a little speechless, and I hope it was respectful. Look, I'm stumbling. You already know how I felt about that segment in the first place. Needless to say, moving forward, but again,
health and wellness.
I just want to let everyone know that it is our responsibility whenever we come to you with any segment is to enlighten you, to give you knowledge, and to educate you going forward. So tonight is keeping healthy while flying. Since a lot of us do a lot of flying, some of us more than others, and being on planes often, just want to give some a little bit of information of how to keep healthy while taking a long flight. However, they consider a long flight to be over 7 hours or more, but shorter flights can prove to be just as uncomfortable. This guide will help you find different tips to help keep you healthy for your next flight, and hopefully you'll remember some, and they may work for you going forward. You can upgrade your comfort level. The first thing to consider is your simple comfort level. If you can't afford it or if you have any medical conditions or some other physical problem while flying, you can choose the premium economy or the business class or first class. The seats are a little bigger. You have a little more space to stretch your legs. You can do some flight exercises to keep mobile. Excuse me. The most likely health complaint you will have while flying will be simple aches and pains and cramps. One of the best solutions for these complaints is to move around the cabin whenever practical. Whenever the pilot takes the seatbelt sign off, you can get up and walk around if it's just from one end of the cabin to the other. When you're unable to move around, you want to do some exercises while you're sitting down, like curling and uncurling your toes. You never want to sit with your ankles crossed because you want the blood to keep flowing. You can stretch your back, stretch your arms, but try to move just so your body's not stagnant. Move your legs in a walking position, and that'll definitely help aid in against the vein thrombosis, which can basically is blood clotting because the blood is not circulating and it's just forming at the bottom of your leg. Next, you need to do is drink plenty of water. What people didn't know, and I didn't know until I had done my research, is that because the cabin or in the airplane is pressurized, you become dehydrated. Even though you don't feel like you're dehydrated because you're not sweating, you don't feel hot, but the inside of an aircraft, the altitude is 5% less, has 5% less humidity than that of a desert. Therefore, your surroundings is dehydrating you. Please drink plenty of water and not plenty of alcohol. I know sometimes we start our vacation on the airplane, but you may just want to stay hydrated with water until you get off. Tips for a sleepy flight. Another good way to shorten a long flight is to try to take some sleep aids, or if you're already sleepy, go ahead and close your eyes, get some comfortable accessories to bring with you, like the neck collar pillow or a face mask or eye mask. Those can help you have a comfortable sleep on the plane. And in that way, when you arrive to your destination, you'll definitely be relieved and relaxed. And that's what you want to be anyway when flying on the plane, not in aches and pains. And one major thing I wanted to definitely point out is flying is very serious, and it can cause some serious health risks. Because you are sitting for such a long time, or depending on the person's health and how long the flight is, blood clotting can form at the bottom, can form in your leg because you're not getting circulation. That's what's called the vein thrombosis. And because the blood is not circulating, it can clot, or and the clot can then travel to your heart and your lungs. And if not caught in enough time, it can kill you. So definitely you have to keep your legs moving. You have to keep from the waist down in some type of action so that the blood can circulate properly. And, excuse me, that's a little bit about fighting jet lag. Something else I didn't know about fighting jet lag, or the feeling, that lethargic feeling you get when you fly like the different time zones, or you've been on the plane for a long time. What you want to do is get some vitamin C. It's definitely effective in combating jet lag or that lethargic feeling you get from flying. You want to avoid all alcohol as well as drink plenty of water. And also you can get, if you're going flying to a sunny state, like maybe Vegas or California, get the sunshine. The vitamin D that your body produces helps to fight against the jet lag problem, and it helps to realign your body clock. So, and again, you can also help with that by staying awake until it's the proper time and wherever you are, your destination is to go to sleep. You don't want to go to sleep when you get there if everyone else is not sleeping. That way, if you go to bed at the correct local time and where you are at your destination, you will wake up at the correct time, and your body, you're helping your body clock align much faster and not stay off track. Sometimes it is hard to do when you're vacationing or going different places to keep that, you know, staying awake because you're so tired or so jet lagged. But if you just take your vitamin C, get some sun, drink plenty of water, it'll help with that on your next flight. Again, educational, informative information, hopefully enlightening, and something that you can use on your next flight.
Thank you very much, Ms. Willingham.
My pleasure.
Happy birthday to you.
Happy birthday to you.
Happy birthday, Ms. Willingham.
Happy birthday to you.
CM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show.
So hard to breathe, they say that we call it love. Ain't nothing worse than the hurt feeling before love. When you get hurt by the one you're living for, hey, it can make you wanna love no more.
No more. I just can't be loving you no more. I love you more than I love myself. I love you more than I love myself.
I drove and I'd have had a lot to drink. When I wanted it blue, you said we got to paint it pink. And there's pieces of your hair still sitting in my sink. And you still got underwear that's sitting in the dryer. How come every time it's just suspicious I'm a liar? You stand out, I can hear you whistle in the choir. And that's the only reason you the missus I admire. Damn, tell me what I'm gonna do. Since everything that I'm trying to forget is all true. Me and all your main girls get along too. I would take my last dollar out and bet it on you. But you see the same one I'm missing. It's basically the reason I became something different. It's just that I remember me before. And if you could do the same, baby, then we'd be for sure.
Trey Songz a little earlier this evening. The name of the CD is Passion, Pain, and Pleasure, and I believe it was actually released last week.
Last Tuesday.
Yeah,
last Tuesday.
Right.
I didn't want to correct the damn entertainment news because I'm trying to do better. I'm trying to do better. But no, damn it. I just said it came out last Tuesday. Go pick it up.
It was on the 14th. It's a good CD. I mean, I like it. I liked his last CD. He's on a roll, so. Yeah, Passion, Pain, and Pleasure, and it came out on the 14th, so it's already out. You got to go cop it. It's a really, really good CD.
No doubt. So we apologize for just that blip. All of our other entertainment and national news is accurate, and we appreciate it. Thank you, CeeLo.
Yes, I apologize for that. Blame the hydrocodone.
No, absolutely. Folks, if you just tuned in, you have missed a great show. There's only 16 minutes left. T.M. Hyman Radio Live with my man, with your man, T.M. Hyman, your hip-hop informer, CeeLo, Toya, and Didi here with you. 917-889-3926, 917-889-3926. Folks, log on to www.massagesforlife.com, massagesforlife.com, www.massagesforlife.com. Check out the services that we're providing. That's a real big sponsor here, and we want to make sure our sponsor gets and feels the support. TMHyman.com, log on. TMHyman.com, see what's going on. See a couple of the initiatives. Check out, the excursions that happen. Just support. We're going to keep websites and businesses and our projects and things in front of you. Coming up again, 2011, we are sailing to the Bahamas for 3 days. Come hang out with us. We've got a live taping aboard the cruise. We'll be broadcasting live from the island of Nassau, Bahamas. We'll be doing a big concert. We got celebrity guests, a lot of things. Involved. Our launch, the official launch of our show, will be taking place Martin Luther King Day weekend, January 2011. So the T.M. Hyman Radio Live show team crew is preparing. We're trying to pull together some things to really kick off 2011 in a big way. Definitely, we are ending the summer in the Bahamas, preparing for big things 2011. Folks, there was a survey done that included about 65,270 people back in January 2009. It was the Bureau of Justice Statistics here in the United States. They found that within 12 months, approximately 3.5 million folks in the U.S. were victimized of stalking. Victims of stalking. 11% of those victims were stalked for 5 years or more. I'll repeat that. 11% of about 3.4 million folks were stalked for about 5 years or more. Approximately 25 experienced some form of cyber stalking, such as harassing emails and harassing instant messages. Even they talked about texts. When somebody texts you like profusely, repeatedly, and it makes your temperature boil, that's probably some type of stalking situation. 66.2% of all stalking victims experienced unwanted phone calls or messages. And nearly 75% of all stalking victims knew their stalker in some way, shape, or form. We're talking about stalking tonight. Whether you have stalked or whether you've been stalked, we want to raise everybody's awareness over the fact that harassment, intimidation is against the law. It's against the law, so you got to get people involved. You can't pretend like it's not happening. You can't say to yourself, oh, that's just how they are. Because, you know, one phase of it leads to another phase that leads to a more severe phase, and that's been the purpose of this conversation tonight, folks. Wherever you are in the world, it is 8:47 here in Tampa. It is 7:47 in Texas. Wherever you are, folks, you've been listening, and we hope you are applying, just what you're hearing, experiences that's going on with us, you don't have to experience it. Educate yourself, take heed to people's experiences, and don't pretend like it's not happening. Were you all embarrassed by your stalking situations, or were you eager to talk about it?
I was eager to talk about it. I got my daddy involved.
I'm not embarrassed at all. I'm not the crazy one, so
exactly.
Not
right.
Embarrassed at all.
Right. Well, I mean, but I don't even know if embarrassing is the word, because I think, you know, when I think of stalking, it's probably the results of stalking that I'm thinking about, which sometimes leads to rape, you know, and those type of things that people aren't too proud to talk about, right?
Right.
I think that's like the result that I'm more so talking about. So, again, I just want to, you know, reemphasize the importance of the awareness and the intervention, you know, so that you don't have to experience a negative result from stalking. So, you know, I'm glad as women, you know, and I wanted to ask that openly, I'm glad as women you all felt comfortable getting other people involved and talking about it and not owning the issue of that person, because you're absolutely right. You're not the crazy one. You're the victim, and sometimes the victim's made to feel like, you know, they're the problem. And at no point is a victim of stalking ever a problem or in any other situation in which you've been victimized.
Well, more or less what it is especially like in the situation where I was dealing with, I was in a relationship with the person. And so it was like weird because it's okay, I want you to get away from me, and I'm not trying to be nice to you by any means. But what my question to him was, what solace do you get by watching me and knowing that you can't talk to me or touch me or any of that? Like, what are you trying to gain by doing that?
It may not be anything. It may really just be like him not being able to control his actions. You know, he's
right.
Not doing it for a particular game. You know, that's why it's really important that people get people involved, because a lot of times we're out of our mind. And when I say we, you know, I'm saying we because that it's collective, us as people. I don't want to point fingers anywhere. Let's take a pause for the call. Let's get into this throwback right here. This is an old school joint from Monica. It's called Tell Me If You Still Care. We'll be back and we're going to talk it out. All right? This is Monica. Tell Me If You Still Care. Team Hammer Radio Live. T.M. Hyman Radio Live. We're back. Your man, your hip-hop informer, T.M. Hyman, with CeeLo, Toya, Didi. Didi celebrating her birthday this weekend. Happy birthday to your mama. Peace, love, blessings, much success in all that you continue to do. More things cracking, big things popping.
Oh, come on.
Tonight, folks, we have been talking about stalking. Sunday, September 26th. We only got like 4 minutes left in the show. Ladies, go ahead and get it in.
Well, I would just say to anyone, stop stalking. But for younger people, you know, constant text messages, constant phone calls, very angry messages, anything that makes you feel uncomfortable, don't look at it as a good thing or he really likes me, she really likes me. Now, that can potentially turn into something that's a little more serious. So I would definitely say nip it in the bud in the beginning because turn into an obsession, and that's not a good thing. So I would definitely nip it in the bud. And then for all the listeners, for those people who watch Dexter, the new season starts in a few minutes on Showtime.
Hey, I appreciate that. You know what, believe it or not, Dexter's in my laptop. I was watching him on the plane. I'm trying to get caught up from, like, season three. So I'm about to – I appreciate that. Thank you for joining us live from Delaware tonight, Toya. CeeLo, go ahead.
Oh, I was going to say that, ladies and gentlemen, do not ignore the warning signs. You see them. That funny little look they give you when you say something that they don't like, or you know what I'm saying, like, or if they like show signs of insecurity or jealousy for no apparent reason, which some like maybe a neighbor speaking, or you know even family members, you know they being bothered by family members being too close or whatever. That's warning signs. Stay away from people that don't want you to be close to your family. And look out for each other. Don't be afraid to say something to a friend or offer help to a friend that you know, is afraid to reach out. Help them find help.
Absolutely. Help them find help, absolutely. CeeLo, thank you for joining us tonight. I keep saying Charlotte, but I was saying Charlotte, but you're live from VA, and I appreciate it. Ms. Willingham, you are taking us out of here, and I'm going to drop some resources on us and some tips. Again, happy birthday.
Thank you, and I just want to say to the listeners, those of you who are not not stalked by an actual stranger, like someone who you might thought have smiled, the guy thought you smiled at him in the crowd, and now he begins to stalk you, is one thing. If you have the chance to meet someone, and then it then turns into that situation, my advice is don't give out your full resume in the beginning. Only give tidbits of information. Don't give everybody everything because everybody can't handle everything. And sometimes it's what you're saying that's attracting that person. And they're like, okay, I got to hold on to this person. So whatever it takes by any means necessary. So my advice is don't give too much of yourself away. You know, just like you tell the women, don't put on, you know, don't dress too skanky or, you know, too trampy. Let them imagine what's under there. I say the same thing about, you know, introducing yourself to people and letting them know become a part of your world.
Absolutely. Folks, the National Center for Victims of Crime can be contacted at 202-467-8700, 202-467-8700. Again, the National Center for Victims of Crime, that's www.ncvc.org, www.ncvc.org. Again, you can log on to www.privacyrights.org, you know, specific to, you know, are you being stalked? A whole bunch of resource tips. You know, you can also contact the National Domestic Violence Hotline at 1-800-799-SAFE. 1-800-799-SAFE. Folks, just, you know, tips for you. You know, use a private post office address, you know. Obtain an unpublished or unlisted number. Believe it or not, don't call a lot of 800 numbers, 866 numbers, 888-877, or 900 numbers because your information can be captured. Again, log on to privacyrights.org for a whole lot more information. I'm going to drop what's left of the night with I Need You, DL, featuring Trey Songz. You got it. Good night.
I
Not really sure how we got to this point, but we here now. It is what it is. That's what they say, right? But still, at the very least, I owe you this.
Girl, you held me down from the start. When I used to wear my flowers, but now that's no more. Like, can we stay too? Cause I'm already brought it coming down. Cause I got some money now, but they will never care. We stay too. Girl, you're all that I need.
Trying to figure what went wrong, my head is in a tailspin. Pay your countless amount of time, tried to apologize, still wasn't good enough for you. So clue me what to do, gotta put the train back on track. Maybe a trip down memory lane will help set us back. Remember the room, damn shorty the room. Check in Friday, check out Sunday afternoon. At grandma's house, we was chilling, ordered chicken wings with fried rice. That was the life, never needed anything else long as we had each other. Spinning the weekends undercovers, a ghetto love. But then the paper came, so did the pain. Too much to yell, not enough to wane. And now your heart is cold as ice to everything I say. Hopefully this song will melt it away. I need
you
today.
Help.